Thank you for calling XPO. This is Cheryl. How can I help you?
Yes. Thank you, ma'am. This is Sarah from Appliances Department. And there is a customer on the line. He would like to get an update for his delivery. Because
what is the phone number for the customer?
Yes. It is 218-590-8189.
Please hold. I'm waiting for the order to load. I'm still waiting for the order to load. Just give me a moment.
Okay, no problem. Thank you.
Is that phone number
218-590-8189? Okay.
It's very hard for me to hear you as well.
Okay, so I'm going to provide it to you once again. So yes, the phone number, it is 218-590-8189.
Okay, so I have a 218 or 281?
No, 218.
Mm-hmm. 218-590-8189?
Correct.
Please hold.
Hello, ma'am.
Please hold. I'm waiting for the order to load.
Okay, ma'am. I'm just going to refresh my customer, okay? Just, I'll be back. Thank you. Just one moment.
What is the customer's first and last name and the address as well?
Okay. Yes, the customer's name, it is Michelle Ickham. The address, it is 4925 Wilrose Trail, Hermantown, Minnesota, 55811.
Okay. So it looks like the driver called in and stated that his truck broke down and he's not able to complete that stop, so the customer will have to be rescheduled.
Okay, you mentioned, yes. So yes, as it is showing as scheduled out for delivery, you mentioned that, yes, the information is already updated, that you will be required to reschedule it, is that right?
The customer will have to be rescheduled. The technician will not be coming out today. His truck has broken down.
Okay, ma'am. So thank you for the help. You have a good
Thanks for calling XPO. Enjoy your day.
Thank you, ma'am. You too.